You also had to know and understand why a lot of the First Nations parents screamed and yelled at their kids as they're growing up, because that's because they're living in a bottle, living in a drug world, and this is how they were disciplined in the residential system. Being screamed and yelled at, being harshly disciplined. And this is what was passed on. But nowadays, I see and feel it here, like I do. I always talk to the young people and I tell them not to use your chores, your everyday chores, as punishment for your children, as discipline, such as doing dishes or fixing the beds or whatever. Those are daily chores that they should grow up naturally doing without regret. You find other means and ways of discipline, not punishing them, discipline, making them understand the reasons why and why not. You've got to make sure that they understood or understand where you're coming from, the life you have, why you're the way you are, apologizing for screaming, for hitting. But today, you see the kids asking the questions, how did you get over it? What wasn't easy? It took a lot of us together, trusting and believing in each other that I'm not the only one with the problem. We all have the same grievances, concerns, and bad memories that we only share with each other who experienced it. We have to know and understand that all those elders who got away with the residential system are the ones that are reteaching us. They teach us. They don't train us. You train your pets. You teach your children. And showing, being apologetic to your children is not showing signs of weakness. To me, that's showing signs of strength, that they can see you admit your own fault without blaming others, that you accept reality of what you're doing within your own life. I'm apologetic to my grandchildren, to my children, a lot of times, for being cold, just being cold, not hugging. And I know that hurt them. I do it now because I learned. It is one of the best examples of teaching. Being honest with your own inside feelings. I want to hug, I want to say I love you and mean it. And let the other person feel that rather than just hear it. A lot of times young people get told, don't ask such questions. To me, they don't ask the wrong question. It's how you respond to that question. Because they want to know in their own way, trying to reason why their adult world is that way. Not understanding why they dove into the bottle, why they dove into the drug world, why in those stupors hated. And that hate was mostly for themselves. Blaming themselves for not being what's in their mind they should have been for their kids. It took my kids to tell me I did a good job.
Isn't it amazing how forgiving they are, our children?